بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this beautiful ayat al-kareema, Allah said, say to them, O people, say to them, Ya ibadi, O my slaves, alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, those who have transgressed against themselves, la taqnatu min rahmatillah, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now see the beautiful address of this. Tell me, if somebody disobeys you, if somebody irritates you, if somebody angers you, even if it is your child. How many times have you heard this? When a child is misbehaving, the father says to the mother, see what your son has done. And when he is doing well, the father will say, see what my son has done. You know, even our colloquial language, we talk like this. Now, my point is that our reaction to somebody who disobeys us, somebody who angers us, somebody who irritates us, is to push them away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reaction is to draw them close. Ya ibadi, alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, my slaves who have transgressed against themselves. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. This is our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. My brothers and sisters, do you know your Rabb? Do I know my Rabb? What do I know about my Rabb? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his Nabi as Rahmatul Lil Alameen. He sent his Nabi as the Rahmah for the worlds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is Arhamur Rahimeen. He is the most merciful of those who are merciful. Right? This deen of Islam is full of mercy. The very first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says when he introduces himself in Surah Al-Fatiha, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, who is he? Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Right? Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim itself, in the name of the one who is the most beneficent, the most merciful, all praise and thanks are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabb, the creator, the sustainer, the maintainer of all that he created. And who is he? Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Most merciful, most beneficent, most merciful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is the hallmark, the signature, the stamp, the face of this deen of Islam is mercy. Why have we become so lacking in mercy? That is my question to myself and my question to you. Where have we lost the plot? So remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. This ayat would have been complete right here. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his generosity says more. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُرُ الرَّحِيمُ. Even more, he is the one who is the most forgiving and the most merciful. My brothers and sisters, today this coronavirus which is going on, what as Muslims, what must we do? Spiritually speaking, what we must do is to make istighfar and tawbah. We must repent, we must make tawbah, and we must make istighfar on our behalf and on behalf of everyone in this world. We must say, oh Allah, forgive me and forgive everybody else. I am asking you on their behalf. My brothers and sisters, remember, you are the representatives of all human beings before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you go to the masjid, you are going to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you are the representatives of everyone in the community, which includes Muslims and non-Muslims. So act like that. Now, nowadays, of course, because of the lockdown, masajid are closed. Alhamdulillah, let us respect that. But in our homes, let us make sure that we make du'as. We make du'as and we make du'a for everybody. Because remember, if Allah does not forgive, then if the punishment of Allah comes, it will touch everyone, including you and me. As we are seeing today, may Allah protect all of us. As we are seeing today, the microbe, the virus has no, it doesn't believe in boundaries. The virus does not look at your name before infecting you. The virus does not look at your race or your color or your color of your skin, does not look at anything before infecting you. So therefore, let us make tawbah, because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can save us. This virus is the greatest equalizer in the world, believe me. Like Dr. Ali said the other day in his video, it is the greatest equalizer because it is something which comes to everybody, the rich one, the poor one, everyone, right? So therefore, let us make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us remember that alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to forgive. We need to seek repentance. We need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to forgive. So at a spiritual level, this is what we must do. Istighfar and tawbah, send salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because that is the means of attracting the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lots and lots of that. And change our lives. Bring about change in our lives. Sit down with a piece of paper and say, in my life, starting from the morning till the night, what do I do? My beliefs, my actions, my conduct, what, where I earn from, where I spend, what I eat, what I drink, how do I treat people, everything, they make a list of that and change those things. Bring them in line with the Sunnah of Rasulullah, meaning bring them in line to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second thing we must do is, this is the time for us to keep to contact our neighbors. I'm not saying go to their house, don't need to go to their house, make phone calls. Tell them you are there for them, tell them that you are there to help them, and then help them. If you go and buy something for yourself, buy an extra one for your neighbor, put it in a bag, put it in a box, and go and leave it on their porch, leave it in their near their house, in front of their door, and then tell them, here it is, I was in the store, I bought something for myself, and I thought I'll get something for you also. Do it for all your neighbors, Muslim or not Muslim. It doesn't matter. I would even say it is even more important to do it for the non-Muslims, because alhamdulillah, you will be giving an impression of Islam, which is very beneficial, inshallah. So let us do that. Take stock of our neighbors. This is the time. Use this difficulty like the heat which welds together two broken pieces of iron. We are broken as human beings. We have ignored the world. We have ignored each other. We have built walls between ourselves. As Muslims ourselves itself, imagine the number of divisions we have. This Jamaat, that Jamaat, this Firqa, that Firqa, this division, that division. Where on earth, how are you going to justify this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he said, وَعَتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. It's a hukum. لَا تَفَرَّقُوا. But we do it. But may Allah protect us from ourselves. Let us make sincere tawbah and let us join hearts. Anyone who speaks the language of division, reject them. Whoever it might be, whoever it might be, if somebody is telling you to hate someone else, I don't care who that someone else is, Muslim, not Muslim, whatever. If someone tells you to hate somebody else, reject the person who is telling you to do that. Reject him or her, reject their message, and love each other. Let us respect each other. Let us love each other as human beings, because that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us. Allah did not send us to spend hate, to spread hatred. Allah did not send his Nabi alayhi salam to spread hatred. He sent his Nabi as a mercy, and he sent us as the ummah of his Nabi to do what his Nabi did, which was to spread mercy. This was the conduct of Rasulullah. This was the conduct of his Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi majmain. This was the conduct of our Salafus Salihin Rahmatullahi alayhi majmain. This must be our conduct, to spread mercy around us wherever we might be. My brothers and sisters, this is the time to do it. This is the time when people's hearts are softened. As I mentioned in an earlier Fajr reminder, many people from many faiths have told me this, and I asked them, what do you think about this? They said, this is the time to turn to God. We have turned away from God. We have been sinning. This is the time to turn to God. People are saying this who are not even Muslim. It is high time that we demonstrate that we are turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. through love, through a mutual acceptance, to helping each other. Alhamdulillah, put your hand in your pocket, donate generously to hospitals, buy ICU kits and donate them, masks and hazmat gowns and so on and so forth. Donate them to those people in the front line who are the health workers and help them to do their job. Alhamdulillah, they are doing a brilliant job all over the world. Help them donate money, donate money, because that is your umbrella, that is your shield to protect yourself, insha'Allah al-Musta'an. Then, very, very important, follow the guidelines of social distancing. Do not go to meet each other, do not visit each other, do not gather anywhere. People have closed down masajid, they have closed down temples and churches and synagogues and so on and so forth. I know it is extremely painful. It doesn't matter. It has to be done. Therefore, those who are doing it, alhamdulillah, support them. Don't fight them. Don't create difficulties for them. Support them and stay away. Alhamdulillah, as Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this whole earth a place of worship for us. We are not dependent on a building in order to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your own home. Turn your home into a masjid. Now that does not mean invite other people to come and pray with you. No, because then that defeats the whole purpose. If everyone is going to gather in your house, then they may as well go to the masjid. So no, I mean you and your family, whoever is in the house, pray by yourself, pray in jamaat, do all the salawat in jamaat, because everyone is at home. So pray in jamaat. That way you also learn how to lead salah, you learn how to pray, how to call adhan, how to call iqamat, and so on and so forth. Learn that and do it in your homes. As far as Jumu'ah is concerned, Jumu'ah is about the jamaah, it's about the congregation. To establish Jumu'ah is not an individual responsibility. To attend Jumu'ah is an individual responsibility. To establish Jumu'ah is the responsibility of the Amir. It is the responsibility of the people who have the authority to do that. If they have stopped Jumu'ah, alhamdulillah, there is no need for you to establish Jumu'ah in your house. There is no dalil for this. I don't know why people are talking about this. There are people sending out information about how to do Jumu'ah in your house. Where is the dalil to say you must do Jumu'ah in your house? Did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam do this at any time? Or did he say pray in your house, in your homes? Did he say establish Jumu'ah in your homes? There is no dalil to establish Jumu'ah in individual homes. So there is no need for that. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given you rukhsa. Pray Salatul Zuhar. But please pray Zuhar on Friday in your homes by Jama'ah. Alhamdulillah. If you want to train each other, if you want to train people on how to do Jumu'ah, khutbah and so on, so by all means do that. But don't try to establish Jumu'ah in your house. There is no dalil for you to give a khutbah and to do salah with whoever is in the house. As far as the quorum required for Jumu'ah, among the Shafi'i, it is among the Hanaf, and this is the strongest of the dalail, it is 3 + 1, the Imam plus 3 Musalleen, alhamdulillah, or 2 Musalleen, but that is for the masjid. So if you are doing Jumu'ah in the masjid, or if you are doing Jumu'ah as a Jumu'ah somewhere, or, you know, in an open field or something, then that is the minimum quorum required. Alhamdulillah, if you have that, you can do Jumu'ah. But don't try to do all of that in the house. There is no need for that. Just do Salatul Zuhr by Jama'ah. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Allah to accept that. But make your houses into places of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read Quran aloud, inshallah. The sound travels and the air and the houses, the buildings, the walls will bear witness for you on the day of judgment. Make sure you do all your azkar, pray and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remove shirk from your lives. Nobody except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can help you. La nafi wa la dharra illallah. Don't seek help from anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We stand on the musalla and we say, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Don't give a lie to your talk right there by seeking help from this one or that one. Ask only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.